And it was a soundtrack made for a horror film that the horror film was never made. And you kind of get the sense of a potential movie. But at any rate, I'm carrying on now. This is Radio Valencia. You're listening to Hagrid Happy Hour. And we are going to cue up Lose Your Soul from Dead Man's Bones. Thanks for listening in. Hey, hey, hey. Didn't you love that? One moment, please, while I dial in a special guest here. And,
I can't hear myself anyway. Would you describe the guest mic?
It's got to be on guest mic. It's got to be up.
Yeah.
Yep. Hey, there we go.
Ah,
are.
Signs of life. Signs of life.
Yeah, I came down here to help jiggle wires.
Well, and lo and behold, the wires had all been jiggled. Everything is plugged in, and you can just sit down and have a cocktail. And let me give you a little more volume.
Thank you.
We're all about equality here. We want everybody to have an equal say.
Equal volume.
Equal volume. Here we are. So happy to have you here, and thank you for your help while I got the kinks worked out.
Yeah,
if
sorry,
you will.
Sorry I wasn't able to instantly answer your problem but with my remote desktop support.
That's all right. I mean, I thought that I would get AI agent quality from you, but...
I'm absolutely certain, even though I may be wrong.
Well, we were just talking about Dead Man's Bones.
Yeah, I was listening to that in the robot car on the way over here.
Yeah. How did the robot feel?
The robot was apparently enjoying it because it took me on a massively wrong, like, four or five blocks in just a random
Oh, yeah, really wanted to get deep into the track.
Yeah, so we wanted to hear the whole thing. And all 10 minutes of Bela Lugosi.
Well, yeah.
Which, two things about that song that I didn't... I listened to it a million times when I was mm-hmm. a young sort of punk goth kid.
Yeah.
But it's a bossa nova beat mm-hmm. that Kevin Haskins is playing for like 10 straight minutes. And then also, it's a dub song. Like, now that I've listened to a shit ton of dub reggae in my later life, I'm like, oh, yeah. Well, that's what they were doing.
It's crazy how... I mean, I am a dramatic bitch, so I like... I love me a good waltz. I don't want a waltz, but I do, you know, I just like that time signatures. I'll notice sometimes I'm listening to, you know, to a track I dig and it's not something more classical, but it's bringing in those elements. And so I dig that. I had never thought about that, but you are right. And you are in for a treat. You all are. Whoever's tuning in, if anybody chose to stick around through whatever chunk of dead air we had there, I have no idea.
Hey, you had less dead air than my first show.
Yeah.
By like 10 minutes.
I know. I was watching the clock, and I wondered if you had cursed me. I thought, I'm creeping up on 40 minutes here, but I had been warned. So, in honor of digging out that favorite old record that I haven't listened to in a little while, we're going to queue up and listen to a little bit more of Dead Man's Bones. One more track. This one is called In the Room Where You Sleep, and it is haunting and sexy, because thank you, Ryan Gosling. Thanks for tuning in to Radio Valencia, Hag Riot Happy Hour. Here is Dead Man's Bones, In the Room Where You Sleep. I think.
On Radio Valencia.
Yes. Yes.
.fm.
This comes in a little slow and spooky, so strap in.
Thank you.
You're listening to Radio Valencia, Hag Ride Happy Hour. That was Liam Finn, who is a Kiwi from New Zealand. I think he's based in New York now. Not sure. Anyways, I happened to catch him playing a show back in 2008. And this is one person playing this track, which is kind of incredible. Anyway, so I was just telling Steve about that. You dig it? What do you think?
That was good. Is he related to the other Finns from New Zealand? Crowded House? Crowded House?
I'm not sure, but I feel like the gods of Google can... Yes,
we do have the Library of Alexandria at our fingertips. We can just look it up.
We do. We do. And maybe we will. And we should. This next one coming up is a little riotous and a favorite. And I've seen this band many times over the years. Treasure Mammal hails from deep in the desert. And 20 years at it. Yeah. I think it needs no introduction because you'll see for yourself.
Can I jump in?
You can and you should.
Liam Finn is the son of musicians Sharon Johnson and Neil Finn.
Well, well, well.
In 2020, he joined his father's band, Crowded House.
Oh my God, music royalty.
I'm like, I know one Finn from New Zealand. Maybe they're related.
That's amazing. Yeah. I love that you brought that to the table here. He's extraordinary, and he's released a lot of records over the years, and you know, I'm based out of Brooklyn for some time. I don't tariffs and travel and all that. Who the fuck knows right now? But right. Stateside, we got Treasure Mammal with Real Talk. Coming in loud and clear. Let's go.
Feeling that. I wish I had no dick, no balls.
Oh. Woo! That was cathartic. That was Treasure Mammal. Real talk. Just really, really real. Real scream. Real good. Next we got Redondo Beach, Patti Smith. This is Radio Valencia. Hag Riot's Happy Hour. Grab a drink, kick back, listen to some good music. Be around good people. Get some catharsis. Get some art. You know, all the good stuff.
Now this case Case is closed.
Case is closed. Steve, are you picking up what I'm putting down, or are we picking you up?
Well, I mean, as much as television picks you up.
Television picks me up. Picks you up and zones you out and...
Or makes you nod out, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, God, I love me some Tom Verlaine. So that was Prove It from Marky Moon Television. This is Radio Valencia, Hag Riot, Hag Riot's Happy Hour. I got Steve over here.
Your very first program.
It's my very first program. And I thought to go with a theme of, like, cherry, but then I thought, I don't know if we need that, because what if we get nothing on the air? And so, I don't know, we're kind of rolling them out. It's pretty good. So,
okay.
What do you think?
I thought it was a Motherlode theme.
It is a Motherlode theme, yeah.
Okay, that works.
Motherlode. But thank you that you passed the test.
What, I was actually paying attention?
Yeah. I'm honored. Yeah, the Motherlode. The Motherlode of all the good shit, the counter, everything else. So let's see. We have that. And up next, we got I Decide by the Jewelry Ruin. Do you ever listen to the Julie Ruin?
I remember the name.
Mm.
I don't remember. I've probably seen them.
Who is the...
It's the band that would always be opening for somebody.
The Julie Ruin is Kathleen Hanna and co. Just many others. So, to my knowledge, it's the last original record, not like a re-release or old, you know.
I have not seen them. I would remember if I saw Kathleen Hanna.
Totally. Cannot forget.
No.
Yeah, I think, I feel like it was like around election time or something in 2016 at the Roxy is that when we saw them? I think so. I remember some feminist hugging me in the bathroom saying that the election was going to go okay. And, well, here we are now, so we don't need to get into that shit.
Yeah.
And but this track is great. It's called I Decide. Let's listen up. I think you're going to be a lifelong fan. I know you like Kathleen Hanna, so you're already in the club.
I do.
I'll
was none other than The Cult. She Sells Sanctuary.
Playing at the Warfield on Monday, we decided.
Hell yeah. Yeah, I think you said, yes, the 27th.
Yeah. They're playing a set of Death Cult songs and then a set of Cult songs. And it's unfortunately an AXS event, so it was really fucking expensive for
nothing. Ah, shit. Yeah.
I looked at it last month when I wasn't working. I was like, oh, can't afford it. And then didn't really think about it.
I hate that. Yeah. Oh. Well, you know, I had a string of shows that I got tickets for. I don't even want to say how many good shows that life happens and then you can't make it. And I hate that. So I like to get a last second ticket. So maybe I'll get a last second ticket to that.
Yeah. My wife had tickets to Stereolab night before last.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was last night. I don't know.
It was last night, I think. Yeah.
Yeah, and she was like, oh, the person I was going to go with, it can't go anymore, and I have to go by myself. And so she, I don't know if she actually sold it or not, but she tried to bring it because she just didn't want to go by herself to a show.
I understand.
Sometimes that's awesome, but sometimes, like on a whatever Wednesday, it's not.
Yeah, 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 you got to be feeling it. Well, yeah. Speaking of great shows coming up, we got, if I'm able to get to it, and I think I can, so I'll cue it up after this next one. Shannon and the Clams playing at the Great American Music Hall tomorrow night.
I think that kicks off the Psyched Radio Festival.
You are right.
Yeah, there's some good shows on that. I might go check out the package they put together at the Knockout on Tuesday.
Yeah.
It's four bands for $12. I can't remember any of the names, but
amazing.
That's more my like price speed these
well
days.
And the Knockout's great. I live around the corner from there, so you know it's stumbling distance. You can,
and then I don't know if Pink Breath of Heaven is a psyched show or not, but they're playing the Mabuhay Gardens with Maya, who used to be with Maya and the Revolutionary Hell. Yeah,
yes,
but now
yes.
just Maya.
There's really good shit coming up there. I was talking to some friends the other day playing a show, so yeah, we can plug some of those because it's amazing that place is just up and running with good shit.
I haven't
on
been
the
there
docket
yet. I mean,
same here. It's been closed forever.
I mean, I'm ambivalent about Psyched Radio, but good luck to them.
Well, I'm stoked that they brought this great show. I love Great American Music Hall.
They really seem more like they're interested. They want to be show bookers and put on festivals and stuff more than they want to run a radio station. But they got, you know, they've got a full schedule, so good for them.
Yeah, yeah. I think if you can get awesome bands on the ticket and get a lot of people in the door and magic happens.
I think they're,
whatever.
I think they're promoting the Black Rebel Motorcycle Club show that's also at the Warfield, which is kind of a huge deal.
Shit, this is so much good stuff.
For an internet radio station.
So much good stuff.
So, you know, kudos to Psych Radio.
Kudos to it, yeah. And on that note, we had Patti Smith earlier. She's coming up in 3 weeks at the Masonic, where it's going to be my third time seeing her there. Is that right? No, I don't know.
I don't know, but I haven't seen your calendar.
I know. We'll compare notes in a moment after we listen to Controversy by Prince, which I love, from Minneapolis originally. This song is a good 7 minutes of just awesomeness. So let's get at it. Controversy by Prince. I don't know what happened there.
Controversy. controversy.
So good.
They sort of vamp with it for a while, though.
I mean, this is one to dance to, and I have at First Avenue, and I would do it again. Let me get you up to a proper level here.
I haven't danced at First Avenue, but I've drunk beer there.
Don't these things usually...
one leads
to the next, to the yeah.
It was the middle of the day.
And... I was a dancer when I lived in Minnesota. You know, I was on a halftime show as a child.
Really?
I'm going to hold that story for another time. We can...
I was going to say the Twins, but what, a Vikings game?
Well, it wasn't. It was a Super Bowl. So it was the Buffalo Bills. It was the Bills and the Redskins.
And the Buffalo Bills choked.
Well, though, I actually... didn't even know.
I know fuck all about football. I just know that.
I know fuck all also.
The Ice Cube makes fun of them in the song Wicked. I won't choke like the Buffalo Bills.
Well, so it was Buffalo 66 in like 2002 or something that I was watching as like a college arts student. Which then I finally was like, oh, now I know what happened with the game that I was dancing in metallic hammer pants to. So, okay. At the 40-yard line. And the next that we have up, so let's see, that was Controversy by Prince.
great.
You're listening
classic
to
track.
God, it's good. It's so danceable. You're listening to Radio Valencia. This is Hag Riot Happy Hour with, I got a guest over here, Steve, enjoying a good drink with me. Steve, thanks for showing me the ropes.
Sure.
I appreciate it so much. And tune in to
All Hex Broken Loose.
Yeah, All Hex Broken Loose is up next.
About to break loose.
Yeah, so he's breaking out the vinyl, getting it all set up, and we're gonna stretch our legs a little bit and blow off some steam to Sick in the Head by Kneecap, which huge fan.
I'd like to thank Dave Pelling, who used to be the columnist for the for CBS, for hipping me to Kneecap when they were playing the Café du Nord. And then I saw them again somewhere in the East Bay. I forgot the name of the little tiny hip-hop club they played. And then they blew up and played Glastonbury and got charged with terrorism, and now they can't tour.
Yeah, I mean, you got to give it to them to sticking to the message and using their platform, and, you know, from being from Belfast and whatnot. It's a message they've been connected to for a long time, but it's super fucked. They were supposed to be playing shows here like this week.
I had tickets to the Independent and the Fox. But I got refunds. Yay.
Well, we will see them again at some point or fly over to Belfast. Yeah. In the meantime, listen to Sick in the Head by Kneecap on Radio Valencia.
Transmissions from the Mission.
I love this one. This is off their new album, Fine Art.
Tell you what, move it. So that's a great point.
I got a point to be proven to myself. Sitting too long, getting moldy on the shelf, cause I'm too far gone when it comes to mental health. Rather be sick in the head with a little bit of wealth. Time I tend to write a glottic cool strange or my time can do yan and dini do sit down to rap. I get relaxed and not get shit, we can't check out. Never go live by your guest, I'm a show of mine.
Shout to Geek, to your doing, yeah, they're doing it to you constantly. An individual is surely what you want to be. You're born to sound good, live your fantasy. Before they eat you up, stretch the earth and laugh at you. Fun sucker, BG, Grisakas, Cleelet, or Flan Mucker. They'll be pushbacks, but relax, shocker. Cause shoulders feel set, they heal at the on, brother.
It's the philosophy, me leg them gone, don't worry. I'll go live in, I'm an ear, heal a tire, and TV, Steve. That be a fact for me, because Khabib, a ton of story is always how it's meant to be. So got your cogger. Clean out hands, now here's the hand fucker. Be hagin' shit, toss her, Murray Hagin, toss her. There's no shit at the cost, so talk, shine, call. Nervishing is fossa.
I got a point to be proven to myself. Sitting too long, getting moody on the shelf. Cause I'm too far gone when it comes to mental health. But I be sick in the head with a little bit of wealth. Time I tend to fight, I got a cool distance, I my time can do yan and they need to sit down, I rap. I give me life, but not good shit, we can't check out. Now I go live by your guest, like a show, am
I? To the devil, let me be rich instead. He said,
you'll no longer be skin, but you'll be sick in the head. Need two real sushrajana. I'll go good to be fiber now. You want this for nodginess of rest when you're pissed?
Yes,
you're a mock comp Makara.
Sound, I'll be back for a fat loan tomorrow. That's me never getting dressed. Depressed and I was para. Throwing tantrums in my mansion, am I embarrassed?
Got shots, go and get the bugger mirror. Kneel and dirt, my delusion is Makara. Earth straight, insecure moment.